Well, once you get there, you never know where you're going to go by the fate of God. A couple of my real good friends ended up in LZ English, 173rd Airborne Division, which was outside of Quinault. And these landing zones, they called them LZ English, it was terrible. These guys, yeah, Purple Hearts galore, a lot of kills they were seeing. But by the grace of God, they said, "I want you down here in the Trang," which is a coastal town, with a signal outfit. And we were not a hard and fast combat unit. We were supporting. They use microwave towers, and typically for communications. So with the microwave towers, our missions were pretty much to go out and support the towers and get them whatever they needed. Within 3 or 4 months, I think, I got assigned a helicopter and I became the crew chief. And a crew chief, you're a flying member, so when you fly, you are now the left door gunner. And last month, I thought I was lucky enough. I said, "I'm going to be grounded." And one of the guys says, "Come on, Escher, let's do one more overnight up to Pleiku," which was not the friendliest spot to get to. So I says, "Okay," and that was the worst time we had. We've gone through this pass, and I can't even think of the pass. And the helicopter that was in front of us got shot down. We made it through, and the helicopter behind us got shot down. And it was just one of the eerie things. It was. So I says, "Okay, we're done with this. I'm done this time." And that probably was my last mission. So I always had this thing. I really had a problem with Vietnam because it was wrong. My 8-year-old grandson in the second grade, we went to one of his plays in the morning. Then we go up on the wall. You know how they have all the kids' pictures and stuff on there, and it was the hero wall. And I go over and look. "Well, what's Raphael?" He says, "My hero is, and my nickname for grandfather is Pow, POW." He says, "Pow's my hero because he fought in the war." Tears came. So I says, "Paid in full, that service was worth it. If my legacy to my grandsons is, it's worth it." So my daughter had it framed, and I got it right in the bedroom so I can look at it every day. And so that was. It was over for me. That struggle was over. It transferred to some value to my grandson.